Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
On Tuesday of this week, Oregon State launched their season ticket renewals for next football season. I think that's smart. They're grabbing some momentum out of the five-win season that Jonathan Smith posted. Oregon State came very close to getting bowl eligible. Jonathan Smith's been on the recruiting trail, and he has called into the show. Oregon State's coach is with us. What city are you in?
I am in Stockton, California. In between a couple of stops here, just left the high school, headed to a house here in about a half hour.
What is that like when you're kind of dropping in, you go to a high school, you go to a house, you visit with a kid? What is that experience like?
I think it's awesome. You know, you go to different areas, and so different schools, and meet different people. And, you know, one, you stop at the school, so you talk to the high school coaches, which I enjoy talking football with coaches. But, you can run across the principal or the counselor and talking to them, and obviously with the players that you can. You know, this is the time of year in December when you go on campus, you can actually sit down with the prospects and whatnot. You can't really do that in the spring or the fall. It's great, man. And then you go into the homes, you know, and each home's a little different, different stories and whatnot. Sometimes there's a meal, sometimes there's not. Sometimes it's just a cup of coffee, but it's great.
What do you do if you eat a meal at one place and then you're in another house later and you're not at all hungry, but you don't want to offend them? Do you end up having to eat a second meal?
Yeah, that happened to me. Was it last year? So we set up this time, like, hey, 6:30 works at the house. The parents are saying, but they'll be sprinting from work, so we can't have anything ready. And of course, we're like, yeah, okay, that's fine, it's fine. So we go and eat really well right before the home visit. We walk in there and they got like 6 large pizzas waiting for us. And so, yeah, it's like, what are you going to do? So I took smaller bites, but I did find a way to eat 2 meals.
Jonathan Smith is with us. All right, let's look back. 5 wins, really good season, very close to being bowl eligible. I mean, within a play of being bowl eligible. 3 seconds of being bowl eligible. I think you have to feel good about it. You're probably nitpicking it, but how do you feel about that season?
Yeah, I do think that we improved, which we want to do. I think we progressed. We had some opportunities to get over the hump there at the end. I even look at some of our tough losses early that were close, and we needed to learn how to win. I mean, it's as tough as it is. I think that Hawaii loss, I think that Stanford loss, I think we learned from those. And then we, continue to get better. I give credit to our players and really our coaches for staying pretty consistent through the year. And I'm pretty optimistic, man, of where we're headed and what we got coming back this next year. And the way we looked our roster, yeah, we lose a couple key seniors, but we've got a lot of guys coming back. And if they can improve like we did year one to year two, I'm pretty confident.
The momentum you have, the trajectory is there. I mean, clearly 2 years ago you were not in as many games, and then now you are very competitive. You won road games. You're right. You go back, and I think if you get another shot at Hawaii or Stanford, I think you probably win both those games. I mean, you guys got better. How did the Civil War go for you? Because you're in that game, but I know I was in the press box going, gosh, if they had Jake Luton in this game, I'd have given you a shot.
Yeah. I think Oregon's good on defense. I do think that I've been confident in Tristan really from the get-go, and I felt confident with him going into that game. And I think that's tough, your first start to go into a place like that against a defensive like that.
Yeah.
And he played. He gave us a chance. I mean, we got the ball with 2 minutes left and down a score. I think there are some positives. At the same time, 10-point thing, don't win you many games. But I thought our defense played well. I thought we'd make some physical plays there. We obviously are teams with Jay got some athletes that can return the ball. That was a killer on the kickoff return.
Yeah, I think you take special teams away, and that game's very, very even. Isaiah Hodgins he made his decision this week. What advice do you give a kid when he comes to you like that?
Well, you know, we did talk after the game. Let me just start with that. Yeah, I mean, you know him as well as almost anyone, too. He is awesome, and he had an awesome year, and he deserved the year he had. He worked so hard. He's got some real talent, but it was a leader for our team. I just think that, you know, he wants to play in the NFL and he wants to take a shot at it now, and we're going to support him to do that. I do think he had till the middle of January to make this decision to gather even more information, but in his heart, that's what he wanted to do, and he pulled the trigger.
Can you use that as you go into living rooms right now? Can you say, hey, look, man, Oregon State's always been a place that could be a stepping stone to the NFL, and look, Isaiah Hodgins, kid we just had, you know, is that a recruiting tool for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of these guys want to go and play in the NFL and having examples of guys going in and chasing it and doing it. And then I think you show them even, I think this has progressed. I mean, you know, this year he has the monster year. The previous year he was solid, but he wasn't lighting the world on fire. And what the coaches, the other teammates help him develop and get better. So you're using all of that in recruiting.
The idea that the season ticket numbers from the last couple years are building, but they're not where they have been in the past. I think five wins generates enthusiasm. I hear people talking, and I see on social media people asking me and others, hey, how do I get season ticket information? What would it mean to you a year from now, 2 years from now, to look up and see a stadium that looks markedly different, more energetic, more vibrant than it did when you arrived?
Oh yeah, it would be awesome, and I think we can do that. I look at our home schedule next year. We got 7 home games. Play the Ducks at home, and with the product on the field getting better, and I think that kickoff times matter, and I get all that. But we're progressing in that direction. I mean, you've been on board, right? They told me that you already.
I renew everywhere. I support everything. I want you to win. I want that stadium filled. I want Oregon to win. I want the stadium filled. I want a Civil War to go to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting, this league. You go, and it's probably not just the Pac-12. Not every road game we went to, the place was packed. So I think everyone's dealing with making sure the product and the kickoff times and those things. So we get it that, it's an investment. And I just know that we want to make it an awesome atmosphere. It makes a difference for us to win some games.
Oregon will play Utah tomorrow night. You have played both of those teams. I'm not going to ask you to pick it, but what things should we be watching? What should people be watching for?
Yeah, I think that I'd be interested, like, finding a way for Oregon to make that quarterback not very efficient. So you got to change the looks up, put some pressure, drop 8, because when that Q is efficient, man, it's tough because they can run the ball. On the flip side of it, I do think that Utah is going to give Oregon some opportunities in the pass game. It's man coverage, it's one-on-one. And so if they can create some explosives there, that can make a difference.
The front 7 of Utah against the front 7 of Oregon on defense. Utah, to me, bigger, more physical, and deeper.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I do think Oregon's pretty good. But I'll just tell you, I think Utah's elite this year in the league. You just look at the scores when they played. I mean, it's just been crazy. But both those defenses are probably the best 2 in the league.
Jonathan Smith is with us, Oregon State head football coach, right? You're out on the road recruiting. How long will you stay out? And a place like Stockton, I think you find offensive linemen there, you find quarterbacks there. That's what you find in Stockton.
Yeah, you find all kinds. Yeah, they're different. We're definitely chasing the best players everywhere. And it's going to be awesome. Because I'm getting, we got 2 home visits, and then we're getting up to another one. So you got to play basketball tonight, and then stop at a couple schools in the morning. And then get back with a huge weekend. We got a bunch of kids coming in. And then I'll be back on the road Sunday afternoon to get a home visit at least 1 on Sunday night. And then the whole week again, traveling and chasing players. It's awesome.
When you go to a basketball game, what are you looking for?
Well, it depends on where we're at in the process. So, the kids, if we've offered or they committed and things, well, you're just there to kind of support, maybe sit with the parents during the game,
yeah,
that type of thing. And then, you know, if there's some younger, whatever, 2021, 22 players out there that you're taking a look and evaluating their athleticism.
That's interesting. Have you ever gone on a visit to see one kid, and then maybe you meet another kid or you see film or a coach pulls you aside and says, you know who you really should look at, and gives you a kid that you fall in love with in a different way?
Yeah, that happens. It really does. And you go and, you know, you think you're chasing just one guy and identified him, but, you know, you see when they're competing or, yeah, you get a coach saying, hey, look at this guy, and then you start doing it and you find. And that's really part of the way you find players is by word of mouth or what you see when you're looking at other guys.
Your athletic director is gone public. He says they're investing in supporting your assistant coaches and in you, and maybe with some travel that you don't have to fly commercial everywhere when you're especially on these trips. Do you have to fly out of Eugene? Do you fly out of Corvallis? What's that like?
I do both. I flew out of Corvallis for this trip, which is huge. I mean, you got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we're trying to sign about 20 guys, and you want to get on their turf and their homes and things, and so multiple stops. And so, and that's the plan again next week. It just makes a difference to be able to get in and out of places. So, yeah, Corvallis, and I'll fly into Corvallis tomorrow.
All right. And, Coach, look, I got a real chance to get to know you this season, and you coming on weekly I think has been a lot of fun. I think our listeners and your fan base felt you relax and get more comfortable, and I just think it was a lot of fun to hear you talk every week and to get to know you outside of football, then to watch you guys compete and get better and better. And I look forward to seeing where you take this thing.
Well, I appreciate it. And I can actually echo that it did get more enjoyable as it went along and getting comfortable. And you know, talking Beaver football and what we had going, but also around the league and world events or family time. So I appreciate it. I look forward to the next time.
Coach, thank you. There he is, Jonathan Smith. He's on the road. He's in Stockton. Who's in Stockton? Got to be some quarterback in Stockton that he's after. But the Oregon State renewals are out there. And yes, I did renew my tickets. And I will renew the Oregon tickets that I have. Get season tickets on both sides. And I'm proud of that. You know? I don't sit in the seats. Peter got to sit in the seats. Some listeners got to sit in the seats. Adriana didn't want to sit in the seats. Maybe she'll go to a game next year.
That is not true.
Did you go?
I was not invited.
I think I did invite you to one game.
I don't think so.
No?
You probably favorited Peter there, too.
Peter, how was that burger?
Oh, man, it was so good. I wasn't even hungry, but I had to eat it.
Sorry, Adriana. I thought it was first of all, in my defense, I thought it was meat. And I thought,
Are you really sorry?
I felt bad. But it was one of those things where I felt bad, but then I started getting hungry. You know, she's not going to find out. And Peter has barbecue sauce all over his face. You know?
That's true.
Animals.
How did you get a second one?
Well, here's the deal is just a half hour before I saw you, I had grabbed a Western cheeseburger out of the vending machine.
What vending machine?
In the break room.
In the break room. They had a Carl's Jr.'s.
No, not a Carl's Jr. Just like a whatever brand, you know, Avanti brand or whatever. And it was good. I ate it. And then this delicious one comes down.
Well, when I walked in holding a cheeseburger, you couldn't say, hey, I already had one?
I am never going to turn down free
food.
Why would I do that?
Wow.
I'm good. I already had one.
If you offered me another one right now, I'd eat it.
I'll be honest. Adriana, if you were here, you would have had that cheeseburger. You would have.
You're just trying to save yourself now.
No, I had. Right. All right, leave it here. Good stuff from Jonathan Smith, by the way. Coming up, I'll play Punch It Audio. It's the best sound from all around. Plus, Scott Ruick celebrating 500 victories. Oregon State women's basketball coach will join us and more later in the show. Okay, I have more information about this. Somebody's going to have to go to the knife show and tell me how it is. The knife show is going on, and I have the details on it now, and here's the bottom line. Okay. I feel like every time I go to talk about this, I'm not prepared to do it. And we're going to play Punch It Audio, and we're going to do all that. And Scott Ruick's going to be with us. We got a lot of other things we need to get to on today's show. But this is called the Kai Kershaw Warehouse Sale. Okay? Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's at 18600 Southwest Teton Avenue in Tualatin. And somebody's going to have to go to this because I'm going to be out of town at the Pac-12 Championship. I'm told it is not just, it's like pocket knives, it's like kitchen knives. It's, I have to know what a knife show is like. Peter, come on. Come
I don't
on,
know
man.
If I want to take my five-year-old to a knife show.
No,
on
but
Saturday.
I think it would be an interesting time. It could be kitchen knives. It doesn't have to be like, you know, here are the daggers, son. You know, this event is going on. It's a warehouse sale. You can get the Kai knives that are like the kitchen knives that are phenomenal, the Kershaw knives that are amazing. So go check it out. It's Friday through Sunday.
Yeah,
in Tualatin.
I could use some kitchen knives, I guess.
There you go. Yeah, see, there you go. Kitchen knives and check them out. So for those of you out there looking for something to do in addition to the Pac-12 championship game, the Kai Kershaw Warehouse Sale is going on. That's December 6th through the 8th. That is tomorrow through Sunday, 18600 Southwest Teton Avenue in Tualatin. And a lot of people now texting me and tweeting at me and telling me they're going to go. So I don't need you, Peter. I got people who are going to go to the knife show and are going to give me the report from it. All right? I've never been to a knife show. I guarantee you, if I was not leaving for the Pac-12 championship game, I'd be at that knife show. Guaranteed. All right, Punch It Audio. It's the best sound from all around. We do it every day.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald-Faced Truth Headquarters.
Hey, we're all about truth, justice, and the American way here, okay? Which is why we've spanned the globe and pulled the top audio cuts of the day.
You're going to hear little snippets of sound.
Hey, it's time for Punch It Audio,
presented by First Call Heating and Cooling.
I think every Thursday we should have an event that one of us has never been to, that we tell people this is the event you have to go to this weekend. And for me, it's the knife show. How about that? Emmanuel Sanders, 49ers wide receiver. What time of the season is it? He says it's time to lock in. Punch it.
If you go and look around the league, we got the Saints, we got the Seahawks. They're right there for that number one seed. And so that's what we're fighting for. At least that's what I'm fighting for. And obviously, you want to get in the playoffs because I feel like we get in the playoffs. You know, we could play against anybody, but there's a huge sense of urgency. Time is now. And so, you know, I was just telling guys it's time to cut out all the extracurricular activities and just hone in on the season for the next, you know, hopefully 2.5 months and see if we can do something special around here.
49ers are sitting in a tie with the Seahawks atop the NFC. The Seahawks hold the tiebreaker. These two teams will play later in the season. Niners got the Saints in front of them, and Sanders is right. And by the way, Sanders is such a part of the solution in San Francisco. They need him. They need him to be good. This is another big game for the 49ers in a stretch that has had other big games. George Kittle, tight end of the Niners, talked about that. Punch it.
It's an opportunity for us to, you know, prove the football team that we are. And, you know, anytime you get that opportunity, it's pretty fun. You know, I think we're a pretty good football team, and unfortunately we didn't get done last week, but this is another opportunity for us to go into someone's, you know, house and, you know, try to leave with a win, and that's what our goal is this week.
Kittle and the 49ers need each other. The Niners are not the same team without Kittle. How healthy is he? How healthy can he stay down the stretch? Because without George Kittle, the 49ers are not a credible threat. With him, they're good enough to get to the Super Bowl. How about that? Matt LaFleur with the Green Bay Packers. He says you can't take the Redskins for granted. They play Washington this weekend, and Washington got Ron Rivera fired a week ago. Here's LaFleur. Punch it.
You look at a team that's reeled off 2 wins in a row, plus 4 in those, in the turnover margin in those two victories. So they've done a great job of taking care of the football as well as getting it out. And that's going to be a big key, as it is every week. You know, they're 3-4 since they won that first game. So they're a talented team. And like I said, you just can't take anything for granted in this league. You better show up and bring your A game each and every week.
That's such the NFL, though, isn't it? Like on a given Sunday, any given Sunday, any NFL team beats any NFL team. You have to play well. You have to show up to play. Meanwhile, Arizona trying to bounce back. Cliff Kingsbury and the Cardinals, they'll play the Steelers. Punch it.
I think they have 10 first-rounders in some capacity. Playing at a high level. Fitzpatrick coming in really shored up that secondary. And play with an edge, play with an attitude. Coach Tomlin, you know, has a toughness about that team, and you see it when that defense lines up.
It's true. And Arizona, to me, still feels like it's a year or two away from... They feel like the Niners a couple of few years ago, even though they have a better record. They've got sort of the hints and the flashes. They have moments. They have quarters that they play really well, and then they just lay an egg for a half, and no consistency whatsoever. I'll be curious to see if Kingsbury can turn that around. The Seahawks, they play the Rams. And when you play the Rams, that means you're playing Aaron Donald. Here's Pete Carroll talking about Aaron Donald. Punch it.
He's an incredible player and so suddenly explosive. I mean, just out of nowhere, he can control the game. And so you really have to do a job to take care of him, to neutralize him. He's going to have an impact. So we just got to neutralize it as much as we can.
Yeah, I feel the same way about Jadeveon Clowney. Rams, if they're going to make a push, it starts for them this week. Because it's been such a disappointment. I don't know what happened to the Rams. It was almost like Todd Gurley's injury, go into the Super Bowl, they're not the same. They come out of that Super Bowl, they have not been the same team. And is it as simple as, hey, it's Todd Gurley? Well, if they're going to make a push, it starts with this game against the Seahawks. Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee has played very well in relief of Marcus Mariota. I got to say it. But what's Tannehill thinking about? What happens next season? Punch it.
For me, it's a head down process of take advantage of the week. You know, I've seen how this thing goes and the waves and the ins and outs of the season. So if you start taking a step back at this point, then you're doing a disservice to your teammates and to yourself of opportunities you could take advantage of this week. So really just trying to lock in on the Oakland Raiders and do everything I can to prepare for them.
He says, lock in on the Raiders. Don't think about the future. Ryan Tannehill. I'm still hoping for Marcus Mariota to get out of Tennessee. I hope he gets... Oakland and Las Vegas would be really good. TJ and Tigard's called in. Apparently, TJ has been to a knife show. That knife show going on... the Kai Kershaw knife show is going on December 6th through the 8th in Tualatin. I got a text from one friend who says he's got Kershaw knives that are phenomenal. Now TJ's called in. TJ, what's a knife show like? You've been to one.
Yeah, I've actually been to that exact one a couple of times. And that one in particular, the last time I went, it's set up in kind of three different phases where one of the main rooms in the warehouse is for like all cutlery and kitchen knives. They have, so Kershaw has three lines. They have their Kai, which I believe is their is their kitchen line.
Yeah, it's
they
like the housewares, yeah.
Yeah, pocket knives. And then I believe that they have a tactical line as well.
Okay.
And so
thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up. We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.